We're on Tzadiches Sefav Chatzishir. Kachatzishir shel Isa, shenis Arav Beheta, Tzorach Sishim Chatzoi Zese, Het Levatlo. So the Mashach says, the Kanlin Chatzishir Nami, Osimin HaTorah, Elishain Loikin Olav. So what is the Aloch of Chatzishir? The Aloch of Chatzishir is Machloikis Mivyoch Mishlokish and Gemara, where the Chatzishir is Osir Min HaTorah or Mid Rabbanan. We pass that Chatzishir is Osir Min HaTorah, like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it's an Isa D'Oraisa Chatzishir. So what's strange here is that the Shach says the Kainlan Chatzishir Nami Osir Min HaTorah Elishain Loikin Olav. I'm not sure exactly what the Shach means. It does, even if Chatzishir would be also only Midrabanan, like Rish Lakish, it would still require Shishim against the Tlachayra, because even in Isa Drabanan, you require Shishim, right? Whether it's Mimbamino or Mimbashaino Mino. Of course, in an Isa Drabanan, the difference would be if it's a Suffolk Shishim, it'll be Mutta because it's only a Suffolk Drabanan, even by Mimbashaino Mino. But why the Shach says the Kaim Lachatzishir Nami also in the Torah? I mean, to say that it's, don't think the Chatzishir is mutter completely. So that's, but the phrase is strange. But just to speak a little bit about Chatzishir, the Rav always used to have this chakira about Chatzishir, and he said it over from his father always with this maisa that happened. That I don't know if I told you this maisa. Anyhow, there was somebody who was a cholish yesh bo sakana on Yom Kippur. So what's the loch of Chol Shesh Bo Sakana? So let's assume the loch is Chol Shesh Bo Sakana, he's supposed to eat because Nefesh Tocha Kol Tokula. However, there's a loch that we always try, if Chol Shesh Bo Sakana, we try to give him Akal Akal Tchila, to violate as little as necessary. Only what's necessary is Pekuch Nefesh Tocha. So therefore, if he's a Chol Shesh Bo Sakana that has to eat, we don't, and all we have is Nevela, or Chelev, or some other Isa, or he needs specifically that Isa, so we give it to him in small portions, Chatzishir, we wait, whatever the Shir is between it, let's say, Kesayis Petei Chilas Pras, so that he doesn't violate the full Isa, he's only violating which Isa? Chatzishir. Right? He's only violating Chatzishir. So, this is the maaseh that happened. There was a man who was a Chol Shesh Bo Sakana, and it was Yom Kippur, right? So, the halach is that he has to eat. So, I should hasten to add just this about a Chol Shesh Bo Sakana. We know on Yom Kippur we give him Bochus, Bochus, Mekashir, right? Every Rav knows the feast is something that comes hard this year, right? But Reb Chaim held otherwise. Reb Chaim held that when do we say that a Chol Shesh Bo Sakana, you give Bochus, Bochus, Mekashir, that's if he really, he says, that's, which is the halach in Shulchan Aruch, he says that's only in a limited case. Generally speaking, Chol Shesh Bo Sakana, you give the full shear. Because if you want to eat, the normal way to eat, and the way that, satiates you or make you feel good, is, you don't want to eat bachas, bachas, shi, you want to eat a meal. So Chaim said, the halach is by chol shesh boch sakana, also not called tzorko, whatever's necessary for the choler. Not only those things, anything that sort of helps his conditions, whether physically or psychologically, is permitted. The Rav used to tell the story that when he was a little boy, he was very, very ill. And whatever it was, some disease. And when the doctor came to examine him, Reb Chaim was there. This is as a child. and Reb Ochber was there. Reb Moshe was there, and Reb Simcha Zelig was there. Must have been a brisk. And the doctor was, and so Reb Chaim asked the doctor, do you need maybe more light to examine him? This was Shabbos. So he said, yeah, it would help. So Reb Chaim told Reb Moshe, open up the light for him. So Reb Moshe was at Shabbos, you know. So I'm Horitz. I think that's what I said. He said he was very upset with him. So he told Reb Simcha Zelig to do it. He did it immediately. But, you know the famous story about Reb Chaim. I think Reb Zevin must have it in his Yishuv Shitas. But Reb Chaim famously said, you know, he was a very, when he came to Pikuach Nefesh, he was very makil. So they asked Reb Chaim, how can he be such a makil? You know, he says, it's not that I'm a makil in Shabbos, it's that I'm a machmir in Pikuach Nefesh. And there's another version, not that I'm a makil in Shabbos, I'm a machmir in Shvichas Tomim. A much more dramatic statement. But anyhow, Reb Chaim held that anything which is necessary for the choyla is permitted. I'm called Tzorko, once he's a Chodesh Yesh Masakana. So how could it be that Machil and Pochus Mechus Mekashir? That's called Tzorko, the Sheet Kashir. True, he could survive on Pochus Mekashir, but once he's a Chodesh Yesh Masakana. So Chaim said that halacha, but Machil Kol Shalom is speaking about, he's not yet a Chodesh Yesh Masakana. If he doesn't eat, he'll come to become a Chodesh Yesh Masakana. For example, let's say he's a person who has a heart condition. So if he doesn't eat, he can have serious consequences. So then, give him pochus. Right now he's not a chodesh yesh b'sukkah, but it can come to a chodesh yesh b'sukkah. Then you give him pochus mikashir. I had this Shabbos. There's a doctor in my neighborhood. Happens to be one of my doctors. So his mother is 100 years old. I think 100 years old. And he told her not to fast Yom Kippur. She fasted. So, you know, and then after Yom Kippur, she had serious consequences because she had kidney failure because of it. And he said, Mom, I told you not to fast. Yeah, you know, anyhow, she was a survivor, so but I assume everything's okay. This is already since Yom Kippur. But, so that would be Pochus, that case would be Pochus Pochus Mekashir, you know, a very old person like that. But if it, I remember the Rav said once, he said that when Moshe Soloveitchik became his first Rabbonis, was he was a Rabbonis what was his first Rabbonis? His second was Chaslavich, but his first was Hussein, right? And he said that Reb Chaim told him three things. He says, now that you can become a Rav, he said one thing he told him was, he didn't tell us what the third thing was, but Rav told us that we said one thing though you should know is that the job of a Rav is to do chesed, to worry about the almanos and yisomim. That's the job of a Rav. The other thing he told him is paskin like me about chodesh yesh b'sakana, that you be b'achim kashir, not pachas mekashir. And the third thing the Rav said, he's not sharing with us. But I only mentioned this for the story because, anyhow, but the story was, he was a choyla, let's assume he was a choyla shesh b'sakono, right, because otherwise, what's the story? How are you being machlin pochas pochas b'kashir, you know? This is a chayim, this is, you know, this is on the side of the angel. So he said, He came to Moshe, and he asked him whether he had. So he ate Yom Kippur, right? And he ate Pochus Mikashir. Let's assume it was the case, like a heart condition, that it wasn't yet a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, right? An older man, but the doctor said it's not a good idea to fast because it could become dangerous. So he asked him whether he's allowed to daven Ilah, right? And it could be he was the Shliach Tzibah, I don't even know. Maybe he was davening for the Omid. So he could tell your father. Eli tell you a story with his father. He was once davening for the Omid Ne'ilah, right? I think it was Ne'ilah, right? And the Satmar Rebbe's Gaboim came in.
It's
called Nidre. The other side, all right. They schlepped him away because the Rebbetzin wasn't well, and he's their doctor, so they for sure, the Satmar, the Machmin, Tikoch Nefesh, right? So the question was that he can daven Ne'ila. And why? Because he didn't fast. And Ne'ila is a tefillah satinus. So we're going to talk about that in a second also. So the Moshe paskin that he can daven. Why? He said, Chatzis Shir, that's Osim in HaToyra. Right? The Shaila is like this. If I violate Chatzis Shir, for example, I ate Chatzis Shir of Nevela, or I ate Chatzis Shir of Chalev, what Issa did I violate? An Issa Diraisa, right? But what Issa did I violate? Did I violate an Issa Chalev or an Issa Nevela? Just, you know, a diminished Issa in the sense that it doesn't bring Onshim, you're not Chayv Malkus or anything. Or if it's Chalev, you're not Chayv Kares. Right? But it's an Issa Chalev or no? I violated what the Rav used to call an Issa below Shem, a generic Issa of Chatzis Shir. How do we know Chatzis Shir is Osim in HaToyra? We learn it from the Pasuk. So kol is ma'abir Chatzis Shir, any amount, right? So in that halach of Chatzis Shir, is it a specific, what the Rav called Issa Proti? Or is it, right, that Issa Chelev Dam, whatever it is, or is it Issa Klali, a general amorphous Issa of Chatzis Shir? Right? So the Rav said from the Rambam, it seems that it's a general Issa, because the Rambam says if you take a Shavuot, you know, Nishmol Vatl is a mitzvah in Issa Shavuot Shav, but and it's not Chal. What about if I take a Shavuot on Chatzis Shir? Is it Chal or not? So the Ram says it is Chal. So why is it Chal? It's Chal because it's only, you know, presumably it's not Mefush, but it's like a general Issa, right? So he said, therefore, if it's an Issa Klali, you didn't violate an Issa what? Of Chatzis Shir, you violated what? A generic Issa of what is it?
Rebbe is saying,
isn't it?
It isn't necessarily
Chatzis Shir.
It's just not.
No, I'm saying you didn't. It is Chatzis Shir, of course. But it's not. You didn't violate that specific Issa. So therefore, when I ate Chatzis Shir on Yom Kippur, I didn't violate any Yom Kippur. All right, there's a general Issa. That doesn't stare. What davening Ila?
Yeah, but the point is that it's tainus, unless you're not fasting. No, you can't say I didn't do an achila. You did actually eat something.
Oh, so you can dingsach with this thing, Ramoshes Psak, on two levels. I was once at a chasen, I was sitting with Rabbi David Cohen, you know, from Gvul Yaivitz. So I told him this Shtikl Torah. So he disagreed, and on two levels. First of all, he disagreed on one level. He said, "Who says that Ne'ila is a Tfilas HaTainis? It's one. If I ate on Yom Kippur, does that mean I don't have a Musaf Yom Kippur?" So Ne'ila is one of the Tfilas of Yom Kippur. So when I heard this from him, I was shocked. How can a person say something like that? Because I grew up, you know, knowing this from the Rav, that Ne'ila is a Tfilas HaTainis. I couldn't believe there's somebody so ignorant out there who thinks otherwise. But then I looked in the Shulchan Aruch, you know, a secondary source. And from the Shulchan Aruch, you know, it sounds a little like that. But the proof to the Rav is, Ne'ila is certainly a Tfilas HaTainis, because we know we don't only daven Ne'ila on Yom Kippur. We only daven Tfilas HaTainis. No. But Ne'ila is primarily a Tfilas HaTainis. Whenever there was a real Tainis, Leilu Kiyomo, you daven Ne'ila. Right? So you see, it's the Tainis that's Machayev Ne'ila. And it's a Tfilas HaTainis. The question is, we've shown already, by the way, why don't we daven Ne'ila? We don't have a real Tainis except for Yom Kippur, Leilu Kiyomo. But we do have one. What is that? It's not a hard question.
Tisha B'Av,
right. So why don't we daven Ne'ila and Tisha B'Av, which is Shaila and Rishon, the Sugi and Mom Psachim, Makom Shnagu. And so the Rav had a wonderful answer why we don't daven Ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. And he said like this. He said, Tfilas Ne'ila is a tfilas, a special tfilas of Tainus. That, you know, the Bon Shish Makabal, the Tainus, and so on. It's a shlama for all the other tfilas of the day. The Rav had Ramosha, the Shaila. What if a person, also related to this, let's say a person didn't daven the other tefillahs of the day, or maybe even missed one of the tefillahs of the day, right? Does he daven Ne'ila? maybe Ne'ilah is it's a shlama for the other tefillas. But if you didn't have the other tefillas, since it's a tefillas at night, you don't have that either. That was a suffix he had. So according to David Cohen, presumably you would daven Ne'ilah even if you didn't daven the other ones. That's just like you daven Musaf, right? If I didn't daven Shachar, it doesn't mean I can't daven Musaf. All right, so... he didn't argue, but the other reason I saw that he speaks about this, you know, one of the old Meshavs, Zelig Epstein, has an article about this, and he takes this as a Dover Poshut, that if you eat a Yom Kippur, or not Yom Kippur, any time, it's Pachas Mikashir, that you want Mekayim the Tainus, because by the end, when you finish Pachas Mikashir, you're full. You can't have a Tainus with a full stomach, even if it's Pachas, but that's your Tainus, right? So the Rav thought, no, the halacha is violating these Tainus. So if it's Pachas Mikashir, it's right, so one could argue with that, right? So, I mean, anyhow, but my point is not, you know, so you can think about that. But just to show you, this is what the Rosh Chakir is about Chashishir. With this, he answered, you know, the Rambam is straight, Kesem Mishnah really asked the question. If you look in the Rambam where's the Rambam? In Chometz Matzah. So the Rambam says, you don't have a Rambam Chometz Matzah with you, right? Usually they have the computer here. All right. But the Rambam says,
I can look it up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, where is it? I think it's Perek Beis, Perek Aleph of Chometz Matzah. It says that, you know, if you eat, you know, Ha'ochel, you know, Kolshim in Chometz is Pesach Osa, Shinema, I think he quotes Komach Metzis Loso Chelu. No, not Komach Metzis. He calls Shinema Lo Yeyochel, any amount, right? Because it says Lo Yeyochel. So the case of Mishnah is about the wise man has to come out to a special posse by Chometz. There's a general halacha that we know Chatzishir is Osim Minatoy. The Ram passes like everybody passes like Rabbi Yochanan, but Chatzishir is Osim Minatoy. Why does he need a specific Issa? So the Rav said, because the difference is on Pesach, the Issa is not an Issa Klali. The Issa is an Issa Prati. So Chatzishir means that you violated the Issa Chometz. So I saw, by the way, I saw that Rabbi Chaim Oizer in his Tshuvas, right, in Achi Ezer says this. He says this Teretz also. And what would be the Nafkimina? The nafkamina would be legavi shvua, that here it's nisa prati and shvua, right? It'll be a shvua levatel as a mitzvah. It'll be shvua would be chal. So I'll tell you just another nafkamina I was thinking about. Let's say a person, I'm not sure about this, but let's say a person ate kiloi hakerem chatzishir. Right, shalokaderech hano. Right, or bosbechol of shalokaderech hano. So normally shalokaderech hano yechayim and bosbechol because it doesn't say achila. But by chatzishir, so if it's an isa prati, it's an isa of, you know, kloy hakerem or bosbechol of. So then you'd be chay. It'll be also midiraisa even shalokaderech hano. But if it's an isa kloli, so. You know, then maybe it has to be Kider Chanoa because the Torah says Achila, Kol Chil V'Kol Dam Lo Sochelu.
Same Sherlock as Chatzishir for Bishol.
Right, would I be over? You see, would there be an East of Chatzishir and Bishol? Maybe related to the you know, the Prima Godim talks about in the Klag Tamar is the Chatzishir on Bishul, because maybe Bishul is only, maybe it's only on Issa Chila Bas Chatzishir, not in Issa Bishul. It could also be, we're going to get to when we'll speak about it in Bas Vachol. It also depends maybe how you understand the Issa Bishul. Is the Issa Bishul for the Maisa Bishul, or is the Issa Bishul because by through Bishul I create Bas Vachol? The Issa is creating Bas Vachol. The nafkamina in this is what about, let's say, something that was already cooked, right? Let's say it's a liquid. So ein bishul achabishul, but by a liquid we say bishul achabishul, and I cooked it again. Would I be over on the Yisrael Bishol, if you think it's for the creation of Basar B'chol, you already created Basar B'chol. If it's for the Maisa Bishol, at least the Gavishav, if it's a Dovalach, there'll be Bishol again. That's at the very beginning of Kivega, at the beginning of Basar B'chol. So that may be related to your question also. If Bishol is a prelude to the Yisrael Achila, so maybe, you know, maybe it does relate to it. Maybe it doesn't, you know. You know, because we're machmir also, you know, Shiloh, whether it's the Chatzis Shiva Shabbos. Rashi says it's also Chatzis Shiva Shabbos. Of course, Oisachir is also Midiraisa because of Chatzis Shiva. Okay, so.
Was the first
Nath Kamina
that Rebbe was bringing?
Shvua? Shvua, right. That's what.
Shvua not to do a certain issue.
Right.
So if it's. Because
the Sarkali is. So the Ram says that Shvua is Chalan, Chachishir. The other Nath Kamina is. Just think of another Nath Kamina I had. I'll tell you, I once spoke to the Rav about this. There's a Ramban. Ramban in Toldos Adam says, the Ramban says, has a suffix like this. Let's say you have an Isa, a person who can either feed him Chelev or feed him Nevela, right? So what's the halacha? It's Pekuch Nefesh. Right, so the loch is you have to feed him the vela, not chelev, because akala kalchila, one is more lenient. What if it's chatzishir of chelev and chatzishir of nevela? So the Ramban is mesubik about that. What's the loch then? So offhand, you would learn that shayla. This is the way I learned the shayla, at least. That's the Ramban is this chakira. Because if it's an isa prati, if it's an isa klali, then all chatzishirs are the same, right? But if it's an isa prati, so this is Isa Chalev and this is an Isa Nevela. So I told this to the Rav and he said, no, Lav Dafka. He said, it's only an Isa, he said, maybe on the level of Chatzishir, since he's not going to be Chayv Koris. In other words, Chalev is more Chomer because it brings Koris, but only a Kazayis brings Koris. Or do you say the Shem Chalev, since it has Koris, right, in this fashion of Chatzishir, it's also more Chomer. That's the Ramban suffering. But then that would be that both Stodim and Ramban could hold that's Nisa Prati, right? Then it would be not like the Ramban. I mean, what else depends on this is, or maybe relate to this, you know, the Prima Godim has the discussion in the Psicha. What about if I ate Chatzi Shir, let's say, right before, let's say I eat a Chatzi Shir of on Yom Kippur, right? But it's right before Moshe Yom Kippur, right? So there's not enough time to what?
It's not
Chazit Tzivufei. It's not Chazit Tzivufei, right? So, it's not Chazit Tzivufei, right? Is that an Isa Chazishir? Right, so it could depend on the Shaila also. Because if it's an Isa Prati, so maybe each Chatzishir per se is also, right? But if it's just, because it could come to that, it may be related, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be, but anyhow, for sure it's worth mentioning. But this Lashon of... Look in the Tazia Ois Tess. Perish Afil be Isidrabonin. The Hochi Aminim Perikid Anoshin. Lo Tezalzel be Suidrabonin. Right? Okay, so let's continue now. What does he say here?
Does anyone read that Gemara differently, that the Rabbanim set the Shear of Shishim?
That what?
I know Rashi reads that Gemara like this, that it's a Darabonin, that I forgot which Amora he wanted to have a lesser share. Right. But does anyone read the Gemara that Lo Tezazel, Shir Darabonin is, there's an Isser Daraisa, the Rabbanon said a Shir, you're being Mesalas of such a Shir that you're giving a different Shir. That's how I would learn the Gemara. I just want to.
Yeah, but Altazazus, but if Shishmas Diraisa, then we pass it.
The Rabbanan had said that the Rukovea, that the Shear that is Diraisa, is this Shear.
Of Shisha.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
It could depend again. Your interpretation could depend. I'm saying it again. Whether the Shidya is it a Shidya Raisa Shishim or Shidya Rabbanan? So we just hold off for a second. We're going to see that the Ram actually holds that in an Isid Rabbanan you don't need 60, you need 59.
Right.
By Chav. Right. We're going to get to that in a second.
Right.
What does he say here? The Gilim Rashur. Okay, next up, Beitza Sheesh Bafroch or Tipa Stam. They need 61 because every beitz is a different size, so to make sure that you get 60, you have 61. Okay, now let's do the next halach, which we just spoke about. I'll just do the shach, levatel pleitosa, lafuki levatel hi atzma, im einu makir, da'az, chshiva biru, kishiyesh bo efroch. Okay, so then it's not from that pleitos to mevatel itself. It'll be maybe it's a biri is not butter. Okay, kchal mispatel b'tisha v'chamisha. What's a kchal? Kchal is the udder of a cow that if you cooked it, so it's possible chol of midrabanan. Why is it only midrabanan? Because it's chol of shchuta. It says and the Torah says lo sechav vasel li b'chalev imo b'voy lios imo, and here it's not right. So therefore, it's because it's what do you call it? It's also chol of mesa is not included, right? So, why is it that it only requires 59? So. There are two possibilities of explaining this halacha. One reason is that the tchal itself, and as you always have 60, you have 59 plus the tchal, and the tchal is mitztarif to the 59, so you have 60. Because since it's only an isid rabbanon, by an isid rabbanon of basa b'chalav, maybe you don't say chaticha nasis nevela. Right? However, the Rambam learns that the reason is. Again, I don't have the Rambam in front of me, but the Rambam says that Bisun Drabonon, the simple reading is that Bisun Drabonon, you don't need Shishim, you only need 59. Now, I think I might have mentioned before, this Rambam, remember we had a basic Chakira to begin with, what's the loch of Shishim? Is Shishim, the purpose of Shishim to be Mesalik the Tam? Or shishim, a shear in a super rove. In other words, the Torah says achli rabim lahatos. You need rove, but it's with min b'shein omino, or min b'mino, gzeira ato enemin. But basically, with min b'shein omino, it's not enough to have what rove. You need a super majority, right? Like I always say, some laws need a majority of the Congress. If it's an important thing, for you know. Amendment to the Constitution, you need 2/3, right? So things, right, or to override a veto requires 2/3, right? So, is that the halacha, right? So, like we said, maybe we said, we spoke about whether it's how you define. What if, for example, let's say the time disappeared before? Like Rashi says, you still need shishim. Of course, we're going to Rashi, shishim is on the drabana. But that's, you see, it's not only to mevsalik the time. We spoke about it with the Mechaber and Amor, where they go bus a small bus of time and so on, right? What do you see from this Rambam? I mean, at least the Rambam who holds that what? That if it's an Isra drabana, all you need is 59. The Chor, you see, if the Loch is to mevsalik the time, it doesn't make sense that the drabana should be one less. But if it's a rove, so here they said the rove is a smaller rove, one less, maybe. You know, the Rambam learns that Chal is not unique. It's because Chal is an example of an Issa Drabana. So now the Rambam says, Kol ha-yisurim ha-nogim b'zman hazeh, kula misbatlin b'shishim. Milvad chametz bePesach, v'yayin nesach, kasher nispar b'hilchoseihem, ubevad she'isha einu noisim tam b'kdeira. Right, it says all isurim nowadays they're all mebatal b'shishim, with the exception of chametz bePesach v'yayin nesach. What the Ramah means to say nowadays, just, he gives me a primer. There are a lot of halachas that don't apply nowadays, but the ones that he's talking about that apply in Krakow on a practical level were Yayin Nesach and Chametz B'Pesach, because Chametz B'Pesach is not bottle B'Shishim, it's also B'Mashu Ben B'Mino Ben B'Shein Umino, and Yayin Nesach is also an example of something which is not bottle B'Shishim. It's what? It's an isumashu. Because we learned that from lo yidbuk biyot chama uma min hacherim. Right? So vodazor, chum de vodazor, it's not bottled at all. And this is assuming, of course, it'll be bottled with shishim, assuming that it's not noisin tamba kdeva. Avim noisin tamba osu kdeva. For example, I usually for shishim, it's not going to be noisin tam. But if it's a milsa David Ligluya, not a milsa Ligluya, it's a milsa David Ligluya, right? So then if it's made for tam, right, like tavs and things like that, it'll be nice and tam beyond shishim and it'll be awesome. Also there, who also mitzad atzmo, I feel the elef lo bottle, calls manchim agish and tamo, v'lachain melech v'tavlin, midvom David Ligluya, salt and you know spices are made la vila time and then I bottle even b'shishim. Imasu machmas atzma ena b'telem b'shishim.
Isn't it strange that the Ramah is stressing like based on the whole shot of the Rav, it's stressing that like Nisinas Tam, even though you said that the Ramah saying Basar Shema holds that it's not about Tam, it's really about Bitta.
Right, so we're going to see that offhand there's a contradiction here. Not so much in the Ramah, but in the Shach. Because...
you have to say the Ramah's Nisina's time is something else?
Look at the Shach. I feel the elef lo bottle. Because of the Yisra v'het teklal chav hei, tahayinu midrabonu. V'od because of Shem b'sof ha'klal, dim eno yudea imagish yitama olo, mat b'chai gavna, right, so it's only Nisra Rabbana, we will drive. So the question is this: if there's no shishim and it's, if for this time, why is this only Nisra Rabbana? Why should we go into Binema?
Right.
So the Shach Lishita Sof, you remember, I'm not going to go through the whole shim at the beginning, but the Shach, this was the Shach's war with the Mechaber and the Ramah, right? He wasn't so shy about it. You know, how can it be? The everything depends on time. How can you say you go bust the Ramah? Let's say according to the Ramah, according to the Ramah, how can you go bust the Shema? I, Tom Kikid, you actually still feel the time, right? So we could ask the same question here. If it's a vili time, you can feel the time. Why is that a nisa drabana? That should be a nisa diraisa. If you say that shishim is only a shiur and bittel, so if it's a vili time, so it's not a nisa drabana. You know, if it's a vili time, so you have the shiur shishim, right? Like and also like going to machabes again, example. You know, salikes at she'enu minu ki ilu eno ve minu vabel of mvatla, right?
Is it possible
you're talking about Yovish B'Yovish?
It's not
possible, right? No, it's not Shaykh Avil Taima in Yovish B'Yovish. It's not a bit of time.
Right.
So, look at here, you know, this Taz, he says, Hainu Midrabonon, V'Havan Kasav Shum B'Diraisa. Right? So, I mean, we would have expected that the Shach should have agreed with this Ran. That it's an Issa D'Iraisa, so that the Shach is surprising. So a kochach, what you have to say in the Shach is that even though the Tam is Nirgash, but somehow this kind of diminished Tam, right, is what do you call it? It's not Osim D'Iraisa, it's only Osim D'Rabbanan. Even though it's Tavlin, let's say it's Tavlin, I mean, whatever the reason the Tavlin is also, let's say it's whatever it is, but that's not bottle. We can't say all, because all is bottle would be Masai, but you know, something else, right? Truma's Bameya, so you gotta get saying that's Bashishan, whatever it is, right? So let's just read the other shach that we skipped. Chaf Vav in the shach. Kol ha-yisurim pirish ben shel Torah, ben shel divrehem, kach kosev ha-tur va-rashva, lo ka-ramam shesov di yisurim shel divrehem, mispat l'b'chamishim v'tisha, kemo k'chal. V'kosev ha-yisur shenir das kol ha-poskim ka-rashva, v'chein poshu b'kam ha-duchta. In other words, when he says Kol Yisum Shabbat Torah, he's saying all of them require Shishim, not like the Rambam that thinks that in Issa D'Rabbanan only requires 59. Okay, Ois Chav Zayin in the Shach, Milvad Chometz BePesach, Loshen Atur Milvad Chometz BePesach, Vayai Neshech, V'Tevel V'Ola, She'en Lono Ata Esek Behem, Vadei De'Ola No Heges Bizman Hazeh, Afil B'Chutz Lod. It's not something that we're dealing with in the normal Isurim. All is a separate parasha, right? Even though all is chutz lo, it says halacha mosim sinai, it's also but it's also diraisa. B'chein posa kapvisha deloka teresav. Shekosev chutz mitevel v'ola, she'en lo ato esek behem, she'en nogi b'neinu, v'lo dok, hodi hishmet harav ola, af agav de poshet b'mishno, v'chol ha-poskim, v'chein l'kam in simen reis tzadidale, de shiura de ola, b'min b'mino b'masayim. Right, so the Shach points out, that, you know, who is he quoting here? The Beis Yosef, right? Lashon Atur, Behilchus Tavayin, the Kachbasa Apish, the Loka Terezov, Shekosav Chutz Mitel V'Ola, She'en Lano Ata Esek Behem. Right, the Terezov is the Lavush. Right, Shekosav Chutz Mitel V'Ola, She'en Lano Esek Imoin, She'Esek Behem, She'en Nogim Beinenu. Why is it Lo Nogim Beinenu? I mean, Tevel, we understand we don't have Tevel, but Ola, what you mean? You can plant a tree and you have Ola. I guess Jews didn't plant trees. They didn't have access to agriculture. Because the goyim didn't, you know, it was very limited. You know, maybe they could grow little vegetables in the back, but they didn't have orchards, I guess. I'm just guessing, historically. When Dan Glickman became Secretary of Agriculture, you know, so I think he was the first Jewish Secretary of Ag. I remember Bill Clinton said, I was there, he said, people used to think that the farmers and Jews, you know, it's like an oxymoron. It's based on the Shach.
Everything goes back to the Shach.
Everything goes back to the Shach. Or to Bill Clinton. I guess not anymore. For Hadi Hishmet Harav Ola, you know, good, right, so Ola is not a good example because Ola is not Beshishim, Ola is been Masai. Ola in Klai Hakem. Okay. Aval, let's continue. Aval Noyes and Tambik Deva, then it requires, right, then it's not bottled. Einem betelem afilu be'elef. Lefishamin hastam nos nimtam afilu be'elef. Kemishinastin litain tam. Dod the milsa da vila tam, eno bottle hainum, nami mitam, shimestama hunoisin tam, afilu be'elef. Ukudamukach medivre, sefer trumas, seviu hatur, hech diadua bebirish eno noisin tam, kugon shinuffle kurt, echad shomelach. O tavlin the yoga gadola muta the chain b'mash from the hedge but tos chatos the chain at sasi but toisvis bevaris kochavim tav samach vavam but alaf softi b'mash the tavlin the hedge of zel for harder timer lo bottle lo boy the maimed lo bottle klal as lo bottle kashar isum av a bottle vata shapa ki yadin vada nis battle hatam ki gon be yoga gadola. You know, if something's a vidal timer, it's not bottle b'shishim. But there has to be some shear. If I put some of this vidal timer into the Atlantic Ocean, the whole Atlantic Ocean doesn't become osa. Right? So there is some shear to it. I don't know what that shear is, though. But
people, I've heard of such a chumrah, they won't on Pesach because there might be water and there might be chametz in the water or something.
Right.
I mean, there might not be a
shear. Correct. Right. Right.
So is that,
Right. The Rav told a story once. He said that when he grew up in Chaslavich, which his father was a Rav, so the Goyim used to put chametz into the different water wells.
Whoa.
Some of them. So when Moshe Soloveitchik said, when you find chametz, then you know if they put ink into that well. Because that way they won't be able to use it either. And that plague stopped.
What's some? Would you? I mean, I think people are mingled. They don't have to drink bottled water all Pesach because there might be some bread in the water. I'm saying.
Right. Correct.
So what's that based off? Because it's just totally bottled. Like even though.
I think there is a shear that they say, you know, tough, whatever it is, you know, I forgot what the number is exactly, but it's a very large proportion. I was just going to add something to this. The Shach says that if it's a vidal taima, the reason it's not bottled is because of what? It's not bottled because.
The stem must be.
Mistamis nois in time, right? But it could be a vil time is like it's like a tova choshev. It's not bottle, because if you look in the Gemara in Chulin, again I don't have the Gemara in Chulin in front of me, but it's the Gemara towards the beginning of Chulin, maybe Daf Hey, Daf Vav, something like that. The Gemara tells us about Demai that if it was something that was a vil timer, so it's not bottle, right? It's also I bet a vil, but Demai is also berov. It's bottle berov. So you see, time is not a factor by Tmai. Otherwise, it wouldn't be both of. I think it's both of even, and maybe I think even Mimishay Nomino. So you see, it's a separate halacha that a vidal time is also. It's not only because it's given. Because if Tamai, even if there's, you know, even if there's not Shishim, Tamai will be Batul Bevov. So why is Avid L'Taimer worse than that? El HaKochas, it's a separate aloch. It's like Dava Maimed. It's such a pronounced Tam that it's not Batul. But it's not because the Tam per se is an Oyser. But the Shach is not saying that. Let's do. What is he saying? I mean, there's another thing. He says, Tevlin, these things are not so motzoi, so that Gilim Ashur points, or Shlomega points out, what about Chalas Chutzlatz? Because it has a din of Chuma. That is motzoi, and that's Batel B'meah. Yeah, right? So
Right, this
is Gafa. It's a chiv hafrosha. Right, because that's a shot, because the loch and chalas chutzot is ochavaka chachmafresh. Right? But that doesn't affect what he's talking about. He's talking about, but if you made it chal, if you acquire Hashem, so it has it in truma that you need meyer. Right, so that's a shayla. Is it shot that chalas chutzot is a hetel mafreya? Right? That can depend also on the sugi in Beitza, you know. Whether he can be mafresh on Yontif, you know, is it Nisim, Machlush Shoshan, why is it Nisim, Alz Mesakin, is Alz Mekoch Memkin? So, anyhow, it relates to that Suki, what's the law of Chalitz Chutznot? But Chalitz Chutznot is more Kal, because Chalitz Chutznot, even Tame, you can be Michael to a coin. Chuma Tame, you can't be Michael to a coin. So let's read the shachs here. Feel bad for the bottle. L'chein melech v'tavlin ois lamin in the shach. L'chein melech v'tavlin ayim tois chattis klal pei hei din dalas sheposta filo nofel melech v'tavlin dova sheshove b'shmo afilo hochi kem de cholot b'taimo lo bottle. I'm nafal adava sheshava b'taimo bottle b'shishim ayin sham. So what's the? I mean, the Torah's chattis is the Ramah. So the Ramah said before that everything depends on basa shma. So why should it be over here that if it's shava b'taimo? This is strange, because the Torah's Chattis is the Ramah, and he should hold L'Choira, that since everything goes Basa Shema, he paskins, so if it's Shava B'Shmo, B'Taima, if it's Shava B'Taima, so it'll be Bottle, But if it's shava, feeling of a mel for talent dava has shava b'shmo, a filo hachi came into cholok b'time lo bottle. In other words, even though you see here also, what's strange about this halach neshach? What's strange about the shach? The shach l'shitaso holds that what? That it goes. I mean, the Ramah holds l'shitaso that bittel is called depends. Whether it's mibim mishiv, it depends on you go bosa shma. So if you go bosa shma normally, right? Even though it's different tam, it's still called mimimino. That's what the shach has a hard time with it. What about tam kiika? So why should it be that if it's, you go bosa, if you go bosa shma, it's the same. Even though bosa time, it's different. Why is that different than regular tam kiika? The teretz is that the halacha of milsid avidi l'taima is not just because on a practical level that milsid avidi l'taima is giving tam, like what I cited from the Gemara in Chulin. You see, it's a separate locha. Since it can give tam, and it gives a super tam, right, an intense tam, so that's a separate locha, because mil savil time, it's not bottle. It's not just because it's tam. So therefore, if in fact it's min in tam, it's min bemino, you'll still require shishim, according to him, you'd still require shishim, Midiraisa, let's assume Shishim is Diraisa, right? It won't be called Mimbamino, it'll be called Mimbashaino Mino. But the Gabi Milsavila Lataima, it won't be also because it's not giving time, because it fell into something, right? It's Tavlin, it's other Tavlin. This is Tavlin Shalisha. So it's not a Vila Lataima in these Tavlin, because it's the same time. So even though it'll be called, if you go Bosa Shmo, it's called, you know, the time the dove b'shav b'shmo, I feel like came to cholok b'taimo, low bottle, avim nafal the dove b'shav b'taimo bottle b'shishin ayin sham.
Explain why it's only the Rabbanan? Because it's like a different halacha.
Right, it's not the same halacha, because, I mean, that's what I said, according to the Shach, you have to say that since it's more than Shishim, that time is such a diminished time, right, that time would normally, al tam kiika, wouldn't have been awesome in your eyes. It's only with Rabbanan, since it's a vila time. I mean, it's a chiddush. That's what they call a different time. I mean, this issue comes up for us. We have the OU, a special section headed by people that deal with flavors, because flavors are vidal timer, obviously, and, you know, it could be, therefore the ramifications can be more serious in terms of that it's, you know, vidal timer, it's not bottled. Except even a non-kosher flavor, it's a little bit of a shayla. The Stipler talks about this. You know, a non-kosher flavor, let's say, has a non-kosher component in it, as an example. There are parts of flavors that, for example, there's a component called civet. Civet is derived from the civet cat. Or castoreum, derived from beavers. You can guess from where the beaver. But, or, you know, oil of cognac or things like these non-kosher components. But they by themselves won't give the tam. They're mixed with other components to enhance, you know, flavor enhancers or, you know, to get the right, but, you know, flavor is called the bouquet, the this, the tone. They have all these, you know, language to explain it, but it's not 100% sure that a non-kosher flavor is non-kosher, because, I mean, it depends on the flavor, because very it's always like a zeva zegoyrim, because it by itself wouldn't give the time. It's only together with something else, so b'dievet it might be kosher. Nonetheless, we're very careful about it, but that's based on this aloch of avil l'taima. Okay. Let's just do ois lamed aleph now. That vila time in my sum machmas atzman. A filo ein la sum elemid rabbanon ein abatelim. Kein hochicha by Yosef. Nas rechem mash mechus avash. We even saw nis rabbanon. Mudiva yisavel vavav lekaman. Shikasu kein gabi stam yenam. De eno elemid rabbanon ayin sham. Rechem mash mudivi hapoiskim bekam duchte. But so if im asum machmas atzman ein abatelim b'shishim. So the shachsim is shum machmas oislamid beis. He gong tavlin shall avodus kochovim. The shall all of okiyotzeber lafuki bluim mi isa. Right, because if it's bluim mi isa, that's not also machmas atzma. Right, they're not the ones. The balu is not giving the time. It's, you know, that's avil time. It's the thing. It's baluim, right? Like they say melech habaluim midam. So you don't say it's melech because ain ha isa. So then it wouldn't be also Machmas Atzma. See, the Pisrei Tshuva calls that Yain and Chaimitz. Lo mikvi avid letaimer. Va'ayim b'tshuva shemesh tzedaka b'inyan chaimetz. Where the chaimetz, in other words, is vinegar called avid letaimer. So he calls those who say it's not called avid letaimer. So avid letaimer says not has to be something that's really like spices or something that has a real. I mean, because otherwise everything's letaimer. You're putting it in sometimes for flavor.
Well, I'd say melach. Sometimes you put in melach. It's not just for the.
To make it salty, it's also to bring out the
other time in the
dasha.
Meaning, but that's
still considered a little time. I guess that's still called a little time. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just tell you something on the parsha. We'll conclude with that. The you know, in this week's parsha. Which means Pesach Shabbos, Ayera. So we have the story of the Akedah, and you find this phrase only two places in the Torah, namely Lech Lecha at the beginning of the parasha of Lech Lecha, and Lech Lecha of the Akedah, Lech Lecha El Eretz Amoria. So if you think about the parallelism between these two Lech Lechas, these two Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu, namely having to leave Ur Kasdim, and the Nisyon of the Akedah to sacrifice Yitzchak, in the first Nisayon was that Avraham Avinu is required to sacrifice his entire past, right? To leave, uproot himself from his, you know, the environment is new. He knew from his childhood home, rend all those relationships that he had. Therefore, what is Avraham Avinu asked to do? To sacrifice his past. In the Akedah, the Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu is required to sacrifice his future. So, in other words, the two Akedahs, Avraham is willing to sacrifice both his past and his future. And I think, if you think about it, that parallels the famous Beis Halevi, Avraham Avinu, when he argues for stone, he says, Vanochi Ofa Va'efa. So the Beis Halevi says so beautifully, he says, what's the difference between offer and efer? He says, offer, dirt has no past, but it has a future. You can cultivate it, things can grow from it, right? Or you can make out of, you know, the dirt, out of the clay, you can make kalim. Efer, on the contrary, efer had a past, right? But now it's ashes. You know, you burnt something that existed before. So, but Avraham Avinu was saying, "Anochi offer for Efer." He was saying, I have no past and no future without Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Beis Halevi says, with this, the Gemara says in Soita, that Peschus, that Avraham Avinu said, Anochi Afa Va'Efa, he was Zoichet to offer Soita and Efa of Pavaduma. Why? Because the Afa Soita, what the coin puts into the mind from over him to, you know, test the Soita, to drink, proves that the woman, Lemafreya, wasn't, in the past, wasn't Mazana. Right? That's connected to the Afa, where he said that he has no, that he has no, offer means he has no no past, right? So now God gives him a past in the context of Sota, right? And Eifa has no futures, ashes, but the Eifa Paladuma, if a person became Tomei, the most severe tumor, namely Tumas Mace, the only way he can become Torah is through the Eifa, and he can achieve once again, have a future of Tara through the Eifa Paladuma, looking to the future. So the Vanochi off of Eifa also, I was thinking, parallels these two Lech Lechos. Okay, so we'll stop here.